Welcome to the Mad Hatter Cast. My name is Matt.
My name is Dave.
And my name is Jeff.
I blanked out. I don't know what I was going to say.
We're talking about WandaVision today, right?
We're talking about Civil War and Secret Invasion. Oh no, it's Falcon and the Winter Soldier, right?
Jesus Christ!
Hey, so I had this since we're doing the review thing. I know we're just starting it off, but I forgot to mention this before. So this review, are we all doing reviews? Did we decide that last time?
We're going to do solo reviews of our own things.
Solo reviews, yeah. And we can make them special. Anyway, so I know what my niche is.
Doing solo reviews is because me and you, David, do not want to talk about Star Trek. That's the only reason why we came up with this solo review thing, because I don't care about Star Trek.
Dude, Matt, I don't need your podcast platform to talk to people about Star Trek, okay?
We know.
Here's the thing.
We know.
I've been told by numerous people that I should just play Skyrim and talk about Star Trek and stream it on Twitch.
All right.
Apparently,
Caleb,
a bunch of people
telling you
would
to do that.
That
is probably not the best source of information for that.
Caleb's girlfriend as well.
That's just because she likes Caleb. That's the only reason.
Two people.
It's the same person.
Anyway.
Are you telling me my friends lie to me?
I would never lie to you, Jeff.
I want to do a Firefly one because I know Firefly as well as I know like Star Trek. But Joss Whedon's a piece of shit,
yes.
So now I'm kind of stuck.
Confirmed.
Hey, why don't you just review Joss Whedon as a person?
I'm just gonna review people.
That's gonna be our special episode when we're in the lull between Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Bad Batch, and Loki.
That's
like,
a good one.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Mad Hatter Cast. Today I'm going to be reviewing David Lilly.
I would listen to that one. I might even comment
on
it.
So
but
David,
I'm thinking about
what was your niche?
I'm thinking about doing reviews. I think I'm going to do, because I know you guys are all fans of this too, but I don't really, I mean, I watch all the comic book stuff, but I'm not super ingrained into really anything. But on my off time when I'm not watching like Marvel movies, I watch horror films. Like,
yes.
And a lot of times they're older ones. So I think I'll do all my reviews. If we all keep the review thing up, I think I'm just going to review horror films. So I have one coming up that I think I'm going to do. I might record that this week, and then we can put that out. And
we could talk about
some
it
extra
off
stuff.
Air because I want to know what movie it is, but I don't want everybody else to know yet. Mm.
I don't do horror movies at all, just ever have, so I have no thoughts on there yet.
Yeah.
No, and you guys all hate Star Trek, so...
You can do Star Trek, I'll do horror movies, and then Matt can just do all the stuff DC, basically, because I'm never going to watch DC.
He's like, no, I don't want to do that.
The only reason why I did it is because the Snyder Cut is a step above everything DC. Even though I will watch Snyder. I mean, I watch Suicide Squad just because, why not?
I mean, we're going to do an episode over the Batman, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
watch
an episode
that.
Of the
yeah,
Batman.
We'll watch that. Absolutely.
I'm pretty pumped about seeing like a murderous version of Batman. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be
well,
great.
This week we kind of got, I mean, spoilers, we got a murderous version of Captain America.
Oh.
Okay. So all right. Let's start a quick recap.
Let's do this. All right. So the episode starts with Wakanda. So I need to say this because I don't know if you guys feel the same about this. This might have been one of the best MCU scenes ever put out.
Oh, I cried.
Oh, dude. I was like speechless and just like Sebastian Stan acting out the fighting of the internal battle of those code words spoken by Ayo is just a masterpiece.
And it shows that he is consciously fighting it every time.
Yeah, it's not like she says you're free, but that's still there. That's still part of this.
Well, there is that scene episode 2.
It's not even 3
you
minutes in
me.
And we lost David.
I'm right here. Can you not see me?
He's right there. Yeah, I can see
him. Right here.
I just see a big exclamation point.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of my picture anyway.
He's here.
Hold on.
Anyways, so the fact of the episode starts with Ayo standing in front of a fire with the White Wolf and saying these words in the Russian language, while you can see the physical like grief, pain, and the flashes of all of the scenes that we saw already, but broken up in like a supercut of terrible acts. An absolute masterpiece. That would, like, the cold opens of these shows get better and better with each episode.
Oh yeah, it was perfect.
Hey, am I back yet, or am I still going?
You're back now.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I got snapped and then got snapped back in. So there is a scene at like episode two or episode three when they're breaking Zemo out and he starts naming off the words. And you have that Bucky like screech, the noise of him being the Winter Soldier
score.
And he says that doesn't work anymore, and it just cuts off, like it fades out. So I mean, he might be pretty confident in that.
No, he's definitely free of it, like throughout a doubt.
I think it's a conscious effort for him. I think because he stopped Zemo before he got too far in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can. I mean, obviously, those words make him angry because he still has nightmares about being the Winter Soldier. Yeah. So.
So I need to say this. I need to qualify things that I said in the first episode of this.
Sure.
Or the second episode, whatever it was.
No one was listening, so it's fine.
Yeah, you're good.
That's fine. All 11 of you heard me say these things, so I'm going to recant some of it. They actually made all of the time we spent with Sam's family worthwhile.
Yep. Yes,
they did.
I said that they would.
Just, you said they would, yeah.
Just for the record, this is the thing with the MCU. They're very intentional. Like I said, with the Mandarin and with other things throughout all the movies where they start something small in the beginning, they throw a little bone to you and be like, hey, this might be important later. And
well, that is just good storytelling.
It's good storytelling.
I just didn't credit these writers with that ability.
No, because you were bitter about the finality. The finale of WandaVision, we get it continued.
Yeah, because they didn't do that as well.
No, they didn't.
In WandaVision,
they didn't.
Which is why I expected it to be a similar failure. I was wrong. I apologize. This is my internet apology for saying something that somebody might have been offended by. I don't know.
It's cool. I love the fact that we have audio evidence of Jeff admitting he was wrong about something.
It makes me very happy. Still thinking it. But
I'm still right about a lot of other stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like
some stuff.
Jeff? Like what?
Like this Quiet Man whiskey is among the best traditional Irish whiskey I've ever had. Not a sponsor.
Scene. That was all the time you got.
So one thing I did notice with this show is that they, so far, they've handled the COVID catastrophes better than WandaVision, because there was evidence throughout the show so the thing that they've done with this show is obviously the Flag Smashers had a different narrative in the pre-COVID recording of these episodes.
Yeah.
The filming of these episodes, they've had, you can see the evidence of it with certain cuts and certain ADR changes and stuff like that, where I'm almost positive that they had some kind of like global pandemic-esque narrative that was supposed to be playing out, because with the hint of, hey, we're taking vaccines, now it's just like, oh, they're helping out people at these GRC camps. But it looks like the way that everything was cut, the way things were played out, that there might have been a bigger thing. And I think this is where the writers and the director of WandaVision could have played off of that and not given us so many teases that look like something else if they couldn't follow through with it because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I agree. You can tell, I think, like, Mama Donya, I think that was a big sign of being like, we had something else that we're not talking about because of COVID things, so...
Yeah, because
they gave us enough of the, like, hey, she's kind of like my mom, so, like, her dying kind of sucked, but we didn't get to feel any of that.
No.
We just heard about it from...
Nagel.
What's your name? Kylie? No.
Carly.
The character.
Carly Morgan.
Carly. We heard about it from her perspective, which is enough to be like, okay, sure, they really care about this mama lady, but we didn't get to feel it as viewers because of the things they had to cut out. Yeah.
Hey, well, here's the thing. If you were like, hey, we might want to cut this out because it's a sensitive material, wouldn't it have made better writing for all the people who just going through COVID and a pandemic to be like, hey, there's a pandemic in the MCU, and now if you really want to relate to the Flag Smashers, here's somebody who is their, you know, grandparent or whatever, or their mother figure is dying from a virus, and they're stealing vaccines. Maybe they're trying not to incite
what they're trying to do. Because you got to remember, all this stuff is the MCU and Disney, and all this stuff is supposed to take us out of reality.
Yeah, good point.
They give us a little bit of reality with some of the racial stuff, some of the uber violence, especially in this episode, where
the loan, sitting down to get a loan, that was the
they give us some of those realities, but they sprinkle it in with superpowers and abilities and all that stuff. Where if it's too close to what we're going through now with COVID, to that for them to be like, hey.
And it's
lazy writing.
Yeah, it's true.
So there's a thing that Hollywood's always done this way. So we talked about Tom Clancy's stuff last week, right? All right. So if you've read Patriot Games and then you watch Patriot Games, you'll notice that the assassination attempt in the beginning is not actually an assassination. It's supposed to be a kidnapping. In the book, it's like the Crown Prince of England. But in the movie, the IRA was so busy back in 1993, I think, when it came out. Maybe it was 1989. Like, the IRA was a huge problem. The Irish Republican Army, not like a Roth IRA.
Because IRAs are a huge problem for me.
Yeah, they're a huge problem. Yeah. They had a couple of attacks happen like a little while before the movie was supposed to come out. And they're like, oh, man, we can't make it seem like the IRA did this even in a movie, even though in the movie it's not the IRA, it's the Ulster Liberation Army, it's something else in the book too.
It's completely
but
different.
They changed a couple of things, and they just made it so it was just some random like Duke of the royal family who was being kidnapped, and it didn't quite have the same gravity that way, but the story was still told.
Nice.
So like it's kind of what they would do in Hollywood to make it so people aren't gonna be super incensed by something. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a normal thing. It's always happened. And I know way too much about Tom Clancy, so I will be reviewing the Ryan universe as well.
The only... the new ones are really good. Not going to lie.
Really good. They're really... I have only a couple bad things to say. Everything else is perfect.
Oh, of course you do.
Yeah. I'm the negative Nancy of the group.
Yeah, you are.
Looks like he's going to murder me.
What?
Matt's probably like paying a bill right now or something. What are you doing?
I'm just looking on Facebook, letting you guys talk.
Oh, okay.
We're not fighting today, though.
Yet.
I mean, I don't know if we're going to fight about this
episode.
We're not.
This episode is pretty good.
This episode was fantastic.
So, what I was going to say is the only thing I know about Tom Clancy, other than Jack Ryan shows, is Rainbow Six, back when it came out on, like, what, 64?
So the book Rainbow Six came out, and it was clearly designed to sell video games after it came out.
Dude, the video games were great. I loved them.
Yeah. They follow the first book pretty well,
Rainbow
I'm pretty
Six
sure.
Rainbow Six games now.
Like, yeah. Well, they're still writing Tom Clancy books, too, and Tom's been dead for like 6 years.
Yeah,
so
I don't know how that works out. But
he's in heaven writing the Third Testament. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
They were waiting for him.
So
Jesus is like, thank God you're here.
Let's finish this. So basically the long and short of this episode is we get a lot of talking in the beginning. We get some glimpses that, what's his name? John Walker.
Zemo.
No, not Zemo. John Walker is clearly losing his freaking mind. Mm-hmm. And
which we all call.
Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Because, I mean, if like me and you, Jeff, know the comics pretty well, that in the comics, when his parents die, he goes off the deep end and becomes a freaking psychopath. But it's because the serum, which I think it's a little bit different in the MCU, but still similar. We all know that the serum brings out the extremes of the person. So with like Steve Rogers, he was a good man, not a good soldier.
Right. And this was supposed to be a more subtle serum.
Yeah.
And that might actually backfire as an oops. Like, maybe physically it's going to be a little more subtle because clearly Kylie is a super strong person but doesn't look like
it. But the serum's still the serum.
Carly.
The basis of the serum. So it's a more refined serum for like the physical attributes. Because like if you look at the one that Ross was trying to recreate, that's what created the Hulk and Abomination. And then if you look at the one that Erskine created, it changed Steve Rogers from a pipsqueak little midget guy to Captain America.
snack.
So it's not going to physically change your attributes. It's more of a mental change, and it's going to bring out the worst. So as we're going through this episode,
but it does still give super strength without
but it doesn't make you bulky, because like in the comics, the Power Broker, he was making this serum, and he ended up taking the syrup and become bedridden because he bulked up so much, and he had to get like an exoskeleton to kind of move around. And then eventually he got the serum to change back and blah, blah, blah. But for the long and short of it, it changes your physical ability and your mental state, and also gives you super strength and regenerative healing and blah, 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 all that stuff.
Side note, that would be my memoir, is that I bulked up so badly that I couldn't even move around. I'm so ripped that I can't even get around.
So we go through this episode and we see more of Zemo being Zemo with the Turkish delights. And all I can think of is Narnia and the White Witch giving Edward the Turkish delights and teasing.
Interestingly, I think we're supposed to think that.
I think we are too.
But I don't think Zemo's going to end up legitimately being a villain. He might be the most...
Nope.
Before we go down this road...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There's no villain of this show. And that's why I love the new phase that Marvel's doing.
Yeah.
The government is the villain in this show.
No.
Hashtag taxation is theft.
You mean the villain in real life? They hit too close to home.
Yeah, let's move on from that because I could go on a rant right now, but I'm not.
Did you just do your taxes too, Matt? Because I did.
Yep.
They pushed tax day to the 15th, so I'm holding out.
For what?
Dude, the
For
15th
what?
Is like
you're
four
the getting
days.
Screwed now,
no, they,
or
they
you're getting
it,
screwed
they pushed
later.
It to May 15th.
Oh, they did push
and
it
that's
to May
15th. Gonna, that's going to change yeah. what,
Pretty sure
Jeff?
They did. Jeff, that's going to change the fact that when I have to pay my taxes, I will have enough money to pay my taxes.
Yeah,
I won't. Doesn't matter when I file them. So it's fine.
I made so much money this year that I have to pay money. That's a joke.
So
I'm still waiting for my unemployment to like show up.
Is it
up,
bad
like,
if I use my stimulus just to pay my taxes? So I'm using
that's
the
what
money
they wanted.
That
that's what they wanted. That's why they gave
they
us so much
money.
You hold a check in your hand, you sigh, and then you hand it right back to the government.
Yeah. And along with a few extra, because this is a dumb. We live in a dumb society. Anyway.
Anyways.
Where's that super serum? Because I need some of that.
Yeah, I don't know if that'd be a good idea.
What kind of super serum are you drinking right now?
Oh, my God.
Saranac?
Yeah, Saranac, Legacy IPA.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Not bad. You know what? I do dig the Saranacs, man. They always come through. And it's normally, since we live in upstate New York, it's normally the cheaper, on the cheaper side.
It's good.
Dude, it's good. Yeah. They deliver every time. So
yeah, they have, I think it's Saranac, they have that Bare Naked Brown Ale.
I have not tried that. But yeah,
it might not. It's a great brown ale. Anyway, that's the daddy soda for the day, Matt.
Well, just me? Am I the only one? I'm the only one.
I'm drinking the Quiet Man traditional Irish whiskey. Not a sponsor.
That's like the opposite of who you are, because you're definitely not the Quiet Man. Yeah, something to say about everything.
So
can I talk about the joke? Like you killed the joke.
The joke's over.
I don't get it.
So,
continue on, Matt. Continue.
Ever since Endgame and the start of Phase 4, which was WandaVision, I feel like these properties don't have clear villains. Because even in WandaVision, Agatha wasn't a real villain. She was more of a kind of pseudo mentor in a way.
Yeah. The closest to a villain we got was Hayward.
Yeah, which was Hayward, and Hayward by himself would be a joke of a villain that we would laugh off, because Wanda could literally...
He's just a guy. He's just a dick.
Yeah. So, like, in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, there's so much gray area. John Walker could be the villain. Bucky could be the villain. Carly could be the villain. Zemo could be the villain. We don't know.
We're supposed to sympathize with Carly, obviously. We're supposed to not trust Zemo.
We're supposed to sympathize with everybody, because Zemo... Because Zemo lost his family in Sokovia.
And I think that's why the Turkish delights got brought up.
And that's
like,
exactly, because that's what he said.
You need to be reminded that this is my son's favorite. Like, you need to be reminded of that.
I like that you get to see the field craft side of Zemo. Like, showing that he's actually a spy.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Because one of the things that they talked about in the Winter Soldier, about like how the Winter Soldier program, like all seven of them, however many there were, they could like blend in and like topple governments, and we didn't really see that. They just told us that.
Yeah.
But when we're looking at Zemo, like, he can probably blend in and do anything because he was able to frame the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And do all that. So getting to see him do this kind of good Fieldcraft stuff sort of might give us a spy versus spy sort of thing when we get the Thunderbolts, because we better get the Thunderbolts.
I think
it's too late in the season for a Thunderbolts thing to happen.
Oh, no, it'll happen. It'll be announced for future. Later phase.
They're building it now. They're building it now.
And that's why we don't have any real villains, because all of the villains, I'm saying that in quotes, I forgot this is an audio format, all the villains are kind of just anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Because, like, Zemo, you totally get Zemo. You feel bad for Walker. Dude. You're going to hate him because he's Cap.
Dude.
But I feel horrible
after
for
the past, like, all right, let's go through John Walker's arc.
Hold on,
can I
jump in real quick before we do that?
Yeah.
I think what they've done with Zemo, because at first you're like, Zemo is evil, but he's got to be, you feel for him, but he's still evil. I think what they've done so far with him just being such a phenomenal character, like the acting, everything, the way it's written, I'm at the point where, like, you know he's evil. You know he's not for the Avengers. But don't you want him to be? Like, you want him to become part of the Avengers because his character's so good. The fact that Bucky and Sam are like, we need to find out information. This is how we do it. And he's like, you guys are idiots. Watch this. Candy. Kids. I talked my way. Why you? You know, it's just, I love Zemo. I want him to be more than an anti-hero. I want him to become a good guy.
If we do see it, he might die very shortly after.
Yeah, because look at Loki. Loki was a villain, turned into like an anti-hero, and then he died.
But that's what I'm saying. He is the new Loki. I mean, we're getting Loki, so it's not really. But,
well,
you know,
but he could be the Earthbound Loki. He could absolutely be like the Earthbound Loki.
The Loki we're getting in the series is clearly a variant, so we don't know what we're going to get with Loki.
Yeah.
And we're not going to go down that again because we talked about it last
Avengers,
week.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't matter.
He's going to eventually become a similar Loki to what we had when he died, just because he's going to be exposed to all of the potential timelines he fucked
that's right.
up.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's clearly extremely intelligent. Yeah. And he'll be like, whoa, I did all this. I need to take a step back and not be such a big asshole.
Well, here's the thing. If you're about to go into battle and then you automatically get a glimpse of you losing, you kind of change how you feel about that.
Yeah, you change your strategy.
Yeah, yeah, so, I don't go into battle. Yeah.
So John Walker, over the arc, we saw him be like the poster boy douchebag, kind of like everybody's like, oh yeah, this is the guy that take over Steve Rogers. But we get to see the back end of it where he's clearly struggling with PTSD. He's clearly struggling with the fact that the shield is an identity that he doesn't know if he can handle. But he's using the shield as a sign of authority, which I thought was super interesting when Zemo was talking about supremacy in this episode. Because John Walker's basically becoming a supremacist.
Everyone talked about supremacy in this one too. It wasn't just Zemo. Sam was talking about it with Carly.
But he was going off of Zemo's thought because he was like, hey, Zemo, like basically this is what Zemo said without saying Zemo said it. But the little nuances that Wyatt Russell was doing through this episode, who plays John Walker, like you could see like the little twitches, and I saw this more in like the second watch. Like, when they're standing in that alleyway waiting for Sam to talk to Carly, he's, like, grabbing his head like he's got a migraine. When he's walking, you can see, like, his hand is twitching because he's, like, on edge.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the twinges and, like, the head tilts and all that stuff. You can see that he's a man just losing it. And his conscious, who was Battlestar Hodgkins.
Oh, my God. We rewound it to watch that happen again. Yeah. It's like, holy shit, did that really just happen?
Yeah.
That was fast.
And the thing is I think I called it last week. I don't remember if I did. I was like, one of them's going to die, and it's going to be Battlestar.
Right. We weren't sure if it was going to be Bucky or Battlestar that died. But Battlestar
total sense
did.
That Battlestar died. And that was... Yeah,
and
that was,
he got hit hard.
Yeah. And that was John Walker's conscious, just like it was in the comics. He would talk him off the ledge.
Right. And he was using him as his conscience when they were talking about, would you take the serum?
Yeah.
He's like, hell yeah.
And he would have that whole parallel between Zemo asking Sam if he would take the serum, and almost before he could finish the sentence, he was like, no hesitation
yeah.
at all. And then you got John asking Hodgkins, and he's like, yeah, I would take it in a heartbeat. Wouldn't even think about it. Think how many lives we could have saved in Afghanistan if we had the serum. And you could see John's like inner turmoil just kind of like scratching away at him, his inner demons coming out.
Interesting. I think that Battlestar would have been a pretty decent recipient of the serum
mm-hmm.
because he is John Walker's conscience.
He's John Walker's conscience. He's a better, because you could see, I don't remember the exact scene, but something that John said, you could see.
He was like, hey, yeah. He was like, hey, hold up. No.
No, he didn't even say anything. It was literally just the side eye kind of thing. I think it was when the door and Melange were in the room.
Oh, we're thinking of two different scenes, I
think.
No,
no,
no. Yes.
What I know the exact scene you're talking about is when Falcon's like, dude, let me go in there and talk to her. I used to deal with soldiers all the time. And he was like, no, we can't. And then Lamar was like, no, dude, hear him out. He might be able to talk her down. And it's
there was a different scene.
There was another one that Matt's talking about.
There was I don't remember the exact context of it, but John said something, and you could see like what the hell did you say? Kind of look.
Yeah, there was a big, there was a side eye to
it. It was like a whole big like body language thing where he was just like, oh God, this guy's losing it.
Oh man, what a loss, man. That's a good deep character, or that we could have had as a deep character that we lost.
But we don't, because I mean, is anyone really dead?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's definitely. No, I know he's dead. He has to stay dead. That's the thing, because like you, I don't know if you heard when you stepped away, he's 100% John Hopkins or John Walker's conscience. With him dead,
I get that.
It's the sign. It's almost like in the comics when his parents died.
No, I understand that, but if his trajectory wasn't just to die at the end of Falcon War or become an ultimate villain, he can't become an anti-hero without some kind of hope of like a glimpse of
him? No, that's what Sam's for.
Yeah.
Like Sam can probably talk him down. That was his whole job. He might be able to talk him down.
He might be, but his whole like, let's, you know, if you would take the serum, would you? And he's like, you got 3 Medal of Honors. I don't actually think that's where we really got the tipping point. I don't think that was the line of him being like, I need to take it.
Oh, no.
I think
when the Wakandans beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, when he was like, they're not even super soldiers. And you saw it on his face.
I was getting to that.
Like,
he was beyond defeated, sitting on the ground, cowering, because he just got the ever-loving crap kicked out of him by 4 warrior women from Wakanda. And they took his shield. They incapacitated him using the shield.
Dude, what a sick moment when she kicked it and she flipped up and caught it, the Cap style. I was like, oh, dude.
Dude, and when they deactivate Bucky's arm.
Oh, my God. We got to talk about that. Because the parallels between AO saying you're free in the beginning to her doing the pressure points and knocking the arm off, and Bucky had no idea that that could happen.
It's actually, you're free, but we own you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's never really free. He's on a leash. Bucky's always on
a
leash.
Thread. Did you see that on Twitter?
No.
It was a giant.
I don't even have
Twitter. People. All right. So it was a big ordeal when it started trending. Of people being like, so they're like, hey, you're free. And then they're like, nope. And people were like, no, of course they're not going to free him. He's a white guy.
Well, they don't.
It got real.
They don't trust colonizers. It's what they said.
Literally,
that
was legit.
I think it's simpler than that. It's literally the fact that you can't trust Bucky, and that's something that
I agree.
That's something that is being shown throughout the show, because Bucky's just as in, because he said this anyways. He's like, John's crazy, and I know crazy because I am. He said almost verbatim that sentence, and I was like, oh, it was like the Leo DiCaprio meme where you just point at the screen, and I was like, yeah, it makes sense, because he's free, but he's never free of this, like, guilt, turmoil, PTSD, all of this grief, all of this. He's constantly haunted by everything that he did, because like we talked about before, he's like, when Tony's choking him out in Civil War, he says, do you even remember him? He's like, I remember all of them. So he's constant for 106 years. He's carried this burden of everything that he's done.
Yeah, here's my analogy, my best way of putting it. So if you have, like, say Bucky is, like, an assault rifle, you know, a full automatic assault rifle, and you take away the the key words, like, you know, this is how you control. You're taking away the full auto, like the uncontrollable part. But it doesn't mean you have to take away the safety. And so it's nice having a little safety button where you can just tap, 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 and his arm falls off. Yeah. Like, that's smart. That's kind of smart, because if someone could train him to have keywords and then freeze him for another 100 years,
which is funny,
you might want to be able to deactivate.
Which is
that.
Funny you say that, because I have a feeling Zemo might do something to that. That
I would not be surprised.
I have a feeling.
No, nope. I think Zemo is too devoted to getting rid of super soldiers. He would not do that. I don't think he'll, because Bucky says himself, he's got a code, which I think is the dumbest throwaway line, whatever.
He's got a code, but he's also very resourceful, and he can use Bucky to get his agenda done. If he can control, this is the thing. It's all about controlling the super soldiers. It's not so much about ridding the world of them. Yes, that's part of it.
He and Sam have a discussion. He and Sam have a discussion about, like, so what happens with Bucky? Like, there's a discussion that happens,
and nothing
there,
was
like,
said.
Okay.
It cuts off right at the end.
Well, that's kind of the point, because he says, like, there's like the serum always brings out supremacy. Like, if you take it, and then he was like, "What about Steve Rogers?" And he was like, "There's never been another Steve Rogers." And I was like, "Hold on a second. There's been Bucky, number one, and there's also been T'Challa. Like, what are you talking about?
It's not the same.
Like, that guy."
It's not the same. Well, no, it's because it's not the super soldier serum, though it was derived from it, but it wasn't the same thing.
That's pretty close.
I mean,
it's
close. Not confirmed that it's derived from the purple flower.
It's not, but we all know it is. We all know
it is. Maybe. They're trying to tie things up nicely.
We were hoping. I remember saying this in an episode. I hope that it's alluded to the fact that it's tied together, but I don't think it ever was confirmed or not. Yeah. We get the scenes with Sam and Carly talking, which I thought was great because you could see the walls coming down. And then...
Oh, it's wonderful.
And then Dingus comes in and ruins the whole thing.
Yep.
Hold on. Can I just one comment on that? I actually like that because you see the walls coming down on Carly and Sam.
Yeah, both of them.
Yep.
Such good writing. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't hear me complain about the writing in this episode at all. Everything was, even the dialogue was great.
And it's the same writer.
My favorite part was we were like, it's all boring. It kind of was slow, and you're like, oh, God, we've had some kind of slow, fast, but then the end pays off, dude.
This was paced like an 80s thriller action movie.
Yeah.
And but it felt good. Like, you can still watch, like, The Hunt for Red October. It's slow as fuck, but it's still a good movie.
So I was watching this on Friday, and I'm like, I'm like, all right, how long am I in this episode? Because I was like, there can't be too much left. Like, we got to be getting almost through this episode, because we know they're like around 50 minutes, maybe 45 minutes with the credits. And I click on it, and I'm like, we're not even halfway through this thing yet. And I was like,
it was packed.
It was packed. And like, the pacing was a little bit like more like up and down. Like, there was action, there was slow, there was action, there was slow. But it was the way that it was handled, I thought, was really well. Because they had very poignant moments, like the Zemo conversation about supremacy. Zemo getting the information from the kid. The conversation in the alley with the tension between Sam and Bucky. Or with the tension with Sam and Bucky against John Walker. And Hodgkins kind of backing him off the ledge.
All right, so my thing is, like, the first few episodes, we got a lot of somewhat character development for Sam and then kind of for Bucky. This one impacted, like, they took all the small pieces and collected them. We got exposition on Carly. We got exposition on the guy she was talking to in the cemetery. We got, like, his backstory of him loving Captain America, which is rough. We're going to talk about that, but we got Zemo a little bit more of, like, deeper into Zemo, deeper into Walker, deeper into Lamar. We went deep almost into
We learned about all these characters, and we legitimately care about every character, even the quote, bad guys.
I know, but so fast.
And that's,
like,
that's
like,
the interesting thing they're doing with this phase is they started doing it with, like, Killmonger. They started doing it even with, like, Thanos to an extent. But,
oh, yeah, you can... Come on, can you really fault Thanos for his ideas?
No.
His implementation was terrible, but, like, his idea of people are using too many resources, I'm going to kill half of all of them.
But they proved that with the Flag Smashers, that they're being like, we were... When the snap happened, all the borders dropped. People came together. People you would normally push out are now accepted because you need them in your community. This whole, the whole Flag Smasher thing is pro Thanos.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Thanos was right. Hashtag Thanos was right. Changed my
hashtag
mind.
Hashtag Thanos wasn't wrong.
But like, we can
I'll say I would have just made more resources if I had the infinite power if of you the cosmos. Had, but yeah.
How come you didn't think of it? We'll just make the Earth twice the size. But
well,
no.
It has to be every planet, and you have to really actually make the entire universe over again, which he actually tried to do.
Not technically, because the universe is constantly expanding. You could just double it that rapid.
That would be
It would be a separate universe then.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
No, just double in size. I'm saying make two.
You mean expand double it twice size. As fast? I mean, you could do that. But that would change the CBR, and then we wouldn't get WandaVision.
No, we would.
Do we need WandaVision?
No.
So
we're starting to get into weird like theoretical science realms, which is
I'm
where
okay
like,
with that.
Dude,
okay
that's where
that.
My, that's where my brain goes.
That's where Star
when I'm
Trek
working.
Comes in.
As the, going like, there it is. Yeah. John Luke
I don't know
Picard
what's worse.
Shows up.
You guys agreeing on something, or you guys fighting about something?
I know this is because
either way, I want to go lay down in traffic.
Space.
So,
do you see what this episode 4 has done to us? Me and Jeff are agreeing on theoretical
all right.
science.
Well, do you want me to give you something that we might disagree on?
Give us the thing that you said in our group message.
Yes.
You were like,
there's one thing.
I want to know what that one
okay.
thing is.
So I can't complain about the writing. Like maybe the exposition for Carly's friend might have been a little monologue-ish, but it actually played pretty well for the tone of the episode.
And
so that was
fine. And it brought it full circle at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Like
it would have not been well if they put it in a previous episode.
Yeah.
It
right.
only
in
worked.
Because
we would have forgot about it. It would have been a yeah. throwaway.
Yeah. They fit the tenor of the episode perfectly with that monologue. So at first I was like, really, we're getting a monologue? And when he was done with it, I'm like, cool, that's fine. My only beef, excuse me, and it's really, really small.
Jeff
really
almost
small.
Just threw up. It was gross.
I burped in the mic too, so it's fine, Jeff.
I usually burp off mic, but then I say, excuse me, because I'm polite. I'm
now.
Very polite.
I did it again.
So when they get to the Flag Smashers, not headquarters, but that safe house.
Yeah.
You recognize that that's where they are, but then they have to spoon feed you the handprints everywhere, and it just kind of like it felt like they were feeding me baby food because I'm like, yeah, I recognize where we are. You don't have to tell me with the handprints because what secret organization is gonna put their fucking handprint logo all over their building if it's supposed to be a secret?
Cobra from G.I. Joe.
Cool. So not. A show based in realism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my only complaint. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But I understand that not everyone watching it is a 35-year-old writer.
No.
So it's okay. So when I say it's a tiny complaint, it's a tiny complaint.
Oh, really?
And it was gone in 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was like they picked up that pencil case and had the thing on there. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, there were three of them. Like yeah. three markers.
But that
and
was
I'm like,
the
you know
one
what?
That was the one that stuck out to me. I was just like, yeah, obviously this is the place.
We're like, yeah, we get it. Yeah. But like it was such a good episode otherwise
yeah.
that like I couldn't even take out if I'm grading on like a scale of 100, it'd still be a 98. Like
dude.
Cuz we didn't even get to the climax of it yet.
No,
man.
Like we're
and
we
I cli- and I,
so,
and I climaxed hard when I saw
hold,
it. So.
Yeah, you did. Hold on. Let's back up. Because there is some weird continuity in this whole entire construct. Because that
ooh,
is almost that's almost like a Flag Smasher headquarters.
Almost.
And their whole thing was like, we don't like borders. We don't like keeping people out. Zemo, Bucky, and Sam just walked in.
Yeah.
Just walked in.
Yeah. Wait, how is that a continuity problem?
No, it's not a problem. I'm
oh,
saying
okay.
like that's a,
you're
that's
saying
a
it backs
gem
up,
of being
it backs
like,
up to continuity.
They don't even have borders within their thing. Like, they're not keeping you out.
But the one thing...
Now, they were shutting doors, and they were kind of... But it wasn't like you can't... Because he just freely walked.
Yeah, he
even
freely
after they
walked
shut
in, but...
I thought they were locking him in, but they weren't. They were just getting away from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because the
and
one thing
like,
the teacher
okay, so
said, he goes... He alluded to the fact that, like...
We don't like outsiders.
We don't, well, he said we don't like outsiders. Yeah. So, to an extent, you're right with the continuity thing. They just allowed them to walk in, but that doesn't mean they have to talk to him.
Right.
Yeah, but that was
sort of like, have either of you guys ever been to Japan?
No.
No.
Cool, me neither.
That's a weird question.
I really want to
go
to Japan.
No, it's not, because the people in Japan call foreigners gaijin.
Yep. I remember that from Tokyo Drift.
Okay, I learned it from Tom Clancy novels, but it's true.
I learned that from Jeff.
Like, they're super open and, like, let people in, but they call them outsiders. They have a word for them, gaijin.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're going to be polite to you. They're going to sell stuff to you. They're going to just treat you like a normal person, but you're gaijin.
Yeah.
They even treat Koreans this way, and I'm pretty sure Koreans were the original genetic source for the Japanese genome. So, like, they're sort of racist against themselves. It's very weird. Yeah. They even, yeah, don't worry about it.
So let's continue with the episode now.
Well, yeah.
So outsiders are okay, but, like, yeah, we don't trust you, but you're still welcome in here.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And, like, everybody knows who he is, too. They know who Sam and Bucky are. Because it's, like, it said it later in the episode, I think John said it, he goes, two Avengers walking around is going to draw attention. Like, everybody knows who these people are.
Yeah.
But you also know who created the Flag Smashers, which was the Avengers, because they brought everyone back.
Yeah.
So these are the guys that are responsible for you being who you are.
To be fair,
they created you.
No, they were both gone. So they are not responsible. That is false blame.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Tony Stark I guess Banner brought him back. So, yeah. You know, fuck that guy.
Where is he at this whole time?
He's probably in a gamma lab trying to get his arm back because his arm's kind of shit.
He's taking a break between now to She-Hulk.
Dude,
he's on another planet. I hope he's on another planet gladiating.
Why would he be on another planet now?
They
dropped the ball from doing a Planet Hulk. I'm not even going to get into that.
We sort of got a little bit of Planet Hulk with Ragnarok.
No.
Only a little bit.
Not even enough for me to care.
Well, we can't have a Planet Hulk because of the deal with Universal.
Yeah, I get it. But don't give me a glimpse of Planet Hulk and then make him a joke. Because in Planet Hulk...
You know what?
Disney can buy Universal, and then we can actually get a real Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
I can add to that. Don't give me, and I don't read the comics, but I know who this is. Don't give me Ragnarok and tease Beta Ray Bill and then not even mention
it. We might get more Beta Ray Bill because it was his planet that was getting sacked by Gamora and Nebula when they run into them in Endgame in 2014.
Yeah.
It was Beta Ray Bill's planet. So we might actually get some Beta Ray Bill.
But it goes back to what I'm saying. They give you these little glimpses of these people and then it circles back.
They're setting it up for future. Yeah. They're like, hey, let's make a note. We'll put a little tab in the notebook.
Like, dude, we got a teaser.
Like, we need somebody.
We got a teaser for Adam fucking Warlock at the end of Guardians 2 and didn't get it.
And no one remembers. I've totally forgotten about that. Yeah. He's the
guy responsible for defeating Thanos, spoiler alert, in the comics.
In the Infinity War. Infinity Gauntlet comics. So, yeah.
Well, we all know that he's going to be responsible for defeating Galactus.
Silver Surfer's going to end up doing that probably.
Oh, man, dude. So I didn't realize.
Can we talk
this
about another garbage character? Silver Surfer and Reed Richards. These two should just freaking go to a planet
and
destroy
themselves.
Dude,
the Silver Surfer is an entity that is the herald that, like, goes and finds planets for Galactus to eat. Am I right about that?
He surfs on ice, Jeff.
No.
Surfs on ice.
No, he doesn't.
You're
thinking of Iceman in the 1990s version of X-Men.
Yeah.
He's got a silver surfboard.
Yeah, it's silver, not ice.
Not ice.
Yeah, but it looks like ice.
It's also
ice.
Probably
and
not actually
comics,
silver. It's probably some sort of, like, mercury colloidal silver. Yeah.
As a kid, it looked like ice, so I was like, this guy just surfs
around
on ice.
How old are you now, David? Are you 35?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
So
not
Sam,
much has changed, Jeff.
So
not
Sam
much has changed.
Talks to Carly, and we get the, hey, I agree with you, but what you're doing is wrong. And then he kind of tricks her into saying that she would kill again. And then she instantly backtracks and she's like, no, I didn't mean that. And then Captain Douchebag runs in and breaks up the whole thing. And she's like, I thought you were you were just keeping me occupied till backup showed up, blah, blah, blah. A fight.
I think it's funny. She thinks he's backup.
Yeah.
Because that guy's worthless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. I don't think he's worthless anymore.
No.
Not now.
Yeah. He's got at least combat prowess now on his side, but...
Oh, God. Anyway, so we get the fight between some of the Flag Smashers and like we get the run around and everything, and then Zemo shoots Carly. We get the reveal of the Super Soldier Serum on the ground, and for a second, for a short second, I thought Zemo was going to pick it up and take it, like himself.
No. He's true to his character.
He's true to his character. Really, but it goes back to what I said about Bucky. Yeah. There's a means to an end. They keep saying there's a means to an end in this show, and the only way to destroy somebody is to become just like them sometimes. And Zemo could put...
That doesn't fit his ethos, though.
No, I know. I get it. Zemo's. And that's why I'm glad they didn't go that route.
But everyone else's.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Zemo, if he was going to use Bucky as a means to an end, he would use him until he didn't need him and then try to kill him.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he's not going to use Bucky as...
I think
Bucky
see...
He's not going to use Bucky as a sidekick. He's going to use him as a tool and then dispose of him, because that's what Zemo does.
I think... I don't think... We're actually going to see a bad version of Zemo, though. I think we're going to see an arc for him where he's going to want to kill Bucky. Be like, you know what? You're closer to Steve Rogers than anyone else I know. I can't kill you, even though my ethos tells me to.
I think Sam's the closest to Steve right now. More than Bucky, more than anybody else.
Oh, more than Bucky, for sure. Sam, it'd be really crazy if Sam actually takes the serum somehow eventually.
I don't think Sam's ever going to take the serum.
Well, if the government orders him to, he might.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen.
I got a vaccine last week. I don't know about you guys.
No. Still have not gotten it.
Oh, dude, it wrecked me. All right, I got the Johnson & Johnson one, and this will go in the podcast, whatever. I got the Johnson & Johnson one, and I was fine. I got it on Tuesday. I was fine. And then the next day, my arm hurt a little bit, no big deal. It was very warm going in.
Yeah.
And then I was just sick for 2 days. I slept for 13 hours straight, and then 10 hours straight the next day. How much sleep do I usually get, Matt?
Not a lot. Maybe
five.
Maybe 5 hours between 2 days.
Yeah. Usually five each day. I try to get six if I can. Yeah. It absolutely wrecked me, and I finally felt normal today. My arm hurts a little bit. I haven't been able to weightlift. I haven't been able to do any exercise for like this entire week. But tomorrow, I'll be strong again tomorrow. It's okay.
So we get the scene. I'm trying to wait till David comes back because this is killing me that he's not here. So yeah, I know. Exactly. So we got the scene where we see Zemo destroy the serum, but one of them gets away, and then we see the shield come in and completely knock the ever-living crap out of Zemo, which I laughed at the first time, and second, I was like, ah, that's gotta hurt. And then, of course, John Walker's in there. I'm assuming he sees, like, the blood droplets from Carly, and then he kind of just looks around, and then he sees one final vial of the Super Soldier Serum. He grabs the vial, and I remember saying this to Sharon when we were watching it. I'm like, yeah, this is bad. This is real bad.
Yeah.
This is real bad. So he tucks it in his pocket. He goes back. They have words talking about how he shouldn't have came in, blah, blah, blah. They lost her. They go their separate ways for a little bit. And then we get the scene with Zemo asking Bucky if he would take the serum, blah, 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 blah. Then we get the scenes with that comes after. So then they're back there. Walker comes in.
All right. We know where it goes. Yeah. He shows up.
All right, so we'll skip it. We'll skip all the bull crap. He shows up mirroring Captain America in the first Avenger. With the howling, howling commandos.
With the pistol over
the shield. With the shield and the pistol over it, opening the door. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I caught that, too.
Dude, there were so many little nuances that I haven't even talked about.
I felt sick when I saw that. Yeah. I'm like, holy hell. I've seen the trailer with Peggy Carter doing it. And I'm like, hell yeah, Captain Britain.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's great.
But watching that, though, I was like, oh, this isn't going to end very well.
So I don't remember the exact scene. But there's two things where the Civil War theme, when Cap and Tony are fighting, that score's interlaced into some of these scenes.
It is, yeah.
There might be some. I don't know if you guys caught this, but the gun over the shield was one. But there was another one because I went back after seeing this episode. I went back and watched Winter Soldier, yeah. And there's a specific scene where Cap throws the shield and it sticks into a wall, like right at the beginning when they're on the naval ship.
Yes,
it sticks into the wall. Just like he does when he throws the shield, and
that's our first instance of seeing Walker's super strength.
Yeah, because he busted down the door with the shield, and you're like, "Well, that's kind of strange."
Which looked just like the Casino Royale moment when Bond breaks through a sheetrock wall. Yep. It looked just like
it. And
then it was perfect.
So we figure out when he throws the shield that he took the serum, but it's not fully confirmed yet. Then we get the Flag Smasher coming with the lead pipe, and he bends the lead pipe. And
that's when you get Sam going.
What did you do?
That's Sam going, what did you do? And then he knew.
And then he's like, they got Lamar. We got to go.
Interestingly, Walker stays on mission.
Yes.
So
he goes,
so
they got Lamar.
What did you do? And he goes, they got Lamar. Like he stays very focused about it. And that makes sense with the training that like Walker would have had just as a GI. Was he Army?
They lead.
He was Army.
He was Army,
yeah,
right?
He was Army.
Yeah.
But they lead up to the thing of being like, we lost so many guys. And be like, do you think of how many people we would have survived if we had the serum? And then it goes into, they got Lamar, being like, there's one more person I can save. If I lose him while having the serum, it's going to devastate, which it does.
Yep.
He loses a soldier even while having the serum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this writing is so,
so
good. They did so good.
The other
good
thing
with
that
episode.
Mirrors it, so we get the fight in the beginning. Lamar's tied up. They're all fighting. Bucky realizes that he took the serum. Sam knows he took the serum. And then Lamar comes in as soon as Carly's about to go after Cap, gets tackled, gets knocked across the room into a column, dies.
With a punch.
Just a punch.
Just a punch.
She hits him so hard that he cracks the entire stone, the cement column or whatever it is. He's dead. And
there was no question about that either. Like, my stomach hurt watching it.
Dude, so me and my wife are watching the episode, and Carly punches him, and before he drops and goes lifeless, she's like, yeah, he's dead. He's dead. And I was just like, oh, my God, they just killed Lamar. Like, I was like, kudos to me for calling it. And two, holy crap, this is going to go nuts real quick.
And, dude, it happened
so quick.
Remember when
so quick.
I know we trash Joss Whedon a lot now, but in the first Avengers when they kill Coulson, it happens so fast.
Yeah.
It felt like that, except that we love Coulson at this point because he was the second thing tying the universe together.
Exactly.
It was horrible.
I mean, I have a lot to say about John Walker, because we haven't even gotten to the
Let's get to it. So we get to the
Let's just get.
All right, so
get
we, get
it,
scene,
we'll,
we get this scene where like everybody's like, "Oh my God, what happened?" All the Flag Smashers run away, and then we get the opposite.
I have something to say specifically about the scene.
We
but
get the
let's
opposite.
We'll go
of I believe it was Winter Soldier, where Steve jumps up into the window. He jumps out of the window and lands, and it's the freaking dichotomy of.
It's the superhero
but
landing.
The superhero landing, but it's Steve's ascension into fighting and his descension into fighting. You got to look at it that way.
Well,
and it's,
you have
he's
that
just
Captain America
but he's descending
as
farther
well.
And farther to the dark part of his brain.
Yeah,
and it's like the irony and the metaphors that they're using in this writing and the visuals is just incredible this last like 5-10 minutes of the show.
Am I correct in thinking that Cap jumps out of real Cap, not Fap, but real Cap jumps out of the window, breaks through the window, and lands on an adjacent building around the same level. But Walker jumps through the window with the shield and hits street level.
Yeah.
Yeah, big difference.
Big difference.
Huge difference. Yeah. It's like word painting in music. When you make the music sound sad when it is sad, yeah, it's the same thing.
So... And then we get the chase scene, and he does the Batman, "Where are you?" which I laughed at a little bit. I was like, all right, this is an intense scene, but he just went full Christian Bale for a second. And he grabs Nico and kicks him across the courtyard, hits him with the shield a couple times. The same guy that said that he grew up idolizing Captain America.
Yeah.
and being like, this was my hero when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
And you see John Walker grab the shield.
David, did you just realize that, too? Because I just realized that.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. I knew this was coming. Like, I knew
he
all about it.
He grabs the shield, which is supposed
up.
To be a defensive weapon, and uses it offensively, and does exactly what Cap did in Civil War to Tony Stark.
No.
But actually follows through.
And then shows.
Actually followed through, smashing him into a bloody pulp in front of everybody.
Yeah, he didn't smash him, by the way. You know
he
that.
He decapitated
right?
him.
He decapitated him.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if that was.
So I was
okay,
like.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know that that was actually
so
what
he
happened.
So he hits him in the chest once with it. And I was like, okay, yeah. So he just broke his sternum and went through his heart. And Sharon, my wife, she was like,
that doesn't.
She's like,
it doesn't show no, that. It doesn't
the
show
first
that.
Hit. You can see him hit his chest. That's the only thing that, yeah, yeah if you can. Watch the second time I watched it, I noticed it.
Yeah, the way it's cut, it definitely looks like it hits his chest the first time.
The first
but
time.
But he hits him like four more times.
But he hits him at least four more times. And Sharon goes, hey, he just decapitated her. And I was like,
yeah,
what? And then we get the visual. All so right. We get the
best visual we've seen so far. The best.
This
visual.
Is
dude,
this
it makes
is
me
almost
sick thinking about
dude,
it.
Dude, this is almost on par with Cap getting the hammer the first time.
Yeah.
Like this is so iconic to the point where it's like, oh,
it's
my
huge.
God.
I might have to do an art piece with
just
this scene.
Like
it's
you, just
so
the
big.
Shield. If you do one with just the shield with blood on it, sign me up. I
it.
Want one.
Just that, and that's the point. You know, he decapitated. It wasn't the chest. It was just a small splatter at the very
yeah.
tip. Like he
so
used it as
we
a
get
blade.
The scene.
Uses it as a
this
blade.
Is the thing. So he's holding the shield with one hand, and you could see his other hand just twitching. And then it slowly pans up, and he has the shield. And you see a close-up of his face, and then you finally get to see, like, out of focus, everybody with their phones up. And it's just, it's like, yeah. it's so eerily beautiful how they did this, where he's slowly, the camera's slowly following around him, and then there's the out of focus, and then slowly the focus switches, and you get the look of everybody.
Everybody.
And you see Carly.
And here's the thing.
And you see Carly in the crowd.
Carly's watching.
In the crowd, and she's yeah. like, she turned white as a ghost.
Dude, well, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
That was something else small there, because at the very beginning when I pressed play on the episode, I was like, I don't understand what this means. And it never made sense till the very last scene. The episode was called The World
but
is Watching.
But if you pay attention throughout
and
the episode.
I didn't get it.
I watched throughout the episode. So you had Sharon Carter with the satellites, which we didn't even talk about her. We need to talk about her.
Honestly, that didn't make as much of a difference.
It will. And then you see, like, when Cap's running up on Sam and Bucky the first time, there's somebody.
Don't call him Cap.
I'm
Don't
calling
call him
Fap.
I'm
His
calling him.
Fap.
I'm calling him Cap for
Fap.
Right now for
Fap.
Just purposes.
He's fake
Wait,
Cap.
Doesn't
He's Fap?
Doesn't Fap stand for something
it does.
Else?
It's about masturbation.
It is. Anyways, so you see John Walker and Battlestar running up. To talk to them, and you see somebody in the background with the phone up, recording and taking pictures mm-hmm. of them. So throughout the whole episode, people are
it's
watching.
The world,
is watching. And it culminates with the shield covered in blood for the whole world to see. And then it just goes to black.
So on that meme, I actually saw the meme like someone made. It was the picture of the guy in the graveyard. He's like, yeah, I look up to Cap. He is... made me think that there was people that were or something along the lines of, like there are actually good people
so he
in
said
the world.
That
he was still looking
next...
he was still looking up to him when he was getting killed by Cap
he was still well yeah. that was the point and the next scene was the weird meme of like the ugly face of him like reared back with a shield above his head about to smash it down his neck I was like that's
so
awful.
As soon
but,
as
yeah,
he
dude,
gave that monologue that we were all kind of like initially were like ah this is kind of weird I'm like that dude's gonna die by the shield John Walker's
yeah,
gonna as soon as he said it, he was like, "My grandfather was a freedom fighter, and he fought Nazis, and he talks about how great Captain America was." I'm like, the only way they can go with this is something's gonna happen either in this episode or the next episode. He's gonna die by John Walker's hands.
You may have called that. We have no evidence of you calling that, but
we record like everything. Know. He might have actually called it.
No, because
know.
It was when I was watching it. So. I should have texted you guys. Like, but I.
But you didn't know he was gonna use to decapitate.
No, I didn't. But like, the fact. All right. Jesus. So if you look at Steve, he only used the shield as an offensive weapon.
I mean defensive.
Defensive. Excuse me. Yeah, you're right.
No, he uses it as both an offensive too, but he never kills anybody.
No, he never. Think about it. When did he ever use it as an offensive weapon?
Dude, he throws the shield all the time and hits people.
I would say the first Avengers movie, not the first Avenger, but Avengers. He is definitely more offensive with it.
He's still defending himself as with the shield. You don't see him grab the sides of it and use it as a blade.
He's killing Chitauri with it.
With Tony, it was.
Yeah, he's killing Chitauri with it.
But he stops.
He didn't kill Tony.
Oh, well, obviously. Yeah.
So Cap has killed people or beings. We know that. Yeah. He's not Batman.
Oh, yeah. He's totally killed
people. He's definitely killed
people. He killed people in the first Avenger.
He was shooting people.
Yeah, but he used the shield. If you kill in defense, you kill in defense.
Yeah.
That's how that is. And you don't, I can kind of understand.
Nico
that.
Did nothing wrong in that last 5 minutes.
No more wrong than any other.
Carly killed
passive flag smasher.
Yeah, Carly killed Battlestar, and he took it out on Nico, which was
that was the error of his ways.
Yes,
that was the error of
Walker,
fake Cap's ways. Yeah,
I like. All right, so we need to. Where are they going to go from here?
Hold on. They did just drop like a mid-season trailer. Did you guys watch it?
I was working all day, not see it.
All right, so there's this one scene where you see, with the blood still on the shield, he's kneeling down in a warehouse. And then you see there's a couple more scenes in there with like some action, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then it cuts to Sam and Bucky and Walker standing in what looks like the same warehouse or very close to it, saying, "Are you sure you guys want to do this? Are you guys?" And Bucky goes,
and
"Yeah,
this makes me
we
so
do.
Happy.
We want to do this." And then that's how it cuts.
Oh.
So you know at least it's got to be this next. So unless they do the thing that they did in WandaVision where they give us more flashback episode, which I don't think they're gonna do.
Maybe a little bit, but. It's not really necessary for this.
There's
maybe just
really
to see where Sharon was this whole time.
Yes.
I think they're going to give a Sharon and maybe a Carly. Is Carly?
We don't need any more of the Carly. We need more of Sharon backstory than we need Carly.
No. We need Sharon and Carly and the Power Broker story. We need all of
that's
that.
The thing.
And
they're going
they
to reveal who the Power Broker is.
Maybe.
And
next episode. Yes, I guarantee they will, because that's the real villain in the end.
Or it's just a ghost villain and the Power Broker's nobody.
The Power Broker could just be Sharon still. We've talked about
it.
Before we step back, before we end this episode, we all need to get our bets in on who the Power Broker is, because I have my bet. We can continue on this conversation, but before we end this episode, we should put those down.
It's going to be a character that we've never seen before. The Power Broker is going to come into his power.
Hold on. We don't have to talk
about
it now
because we need to talk about the next episode, because there's something else that I've heard through the grapevine of idiot speculators, that there's a certain scene at a courthouse that was filmed in Georgia over the 2 days.
Oh, I saw that too.
Where, and then the writer of the show says that there's a character in episode 5 that is a well-known Marvel character
that we've never seen before
in the MCU, and it's played by a pretty well-known actor or actress. They don't really say. And it's, one, it's heartbreaking. And this scene with this character. And he says that I would really love to see this character with somebody like Thor for some reason. That's what the writer said.
Romantically?
No, like in a movie with Thor, or like a show with Thor, like playing side.
Because Love and Thunder is the next movie, so
yeah, playing side by side. I don't think, All right, I'm not going to go down this as...
like, Namor.
Mephisto.
No, shut up.
Of course.
Shut up. Of course. This is the thing, is yes. I don't want to get my hopes up like we did with the cameo.
We can't, dude. I know this wasn't planned to have this after WandaVision, but they screwed us so bad with Paul Bettany being like, I'm super stoked for Paul Bettany, that we're never going to be able to deal with this again.
This is the thing. I'm sure there's a cameo in it, but it's not going to be anybody super like, oh my God, it's earth-shaking. It's obviously nothing to do with the mutants because the mutants aren't a thing.
It's not Mark Hamill.
No, it's not. It's like, not Mark Hamill.
Playing Mephisto or Nightmare.
It's not going to be Mark Hamill.
So I was watching. I can't remember who it was.
Let's be honest. It's a mansion and they filmed it in Georgia, which they film everything in Georgia.
It's a court. It's a courthouse in Georgia.
But all right, dude, if it's a courthouse and it's a law, like somebody's up for trial, is it Matt Murdock?
No, because he's technically in the MCU in a way. It's nobody. This is the thing. It's a Marvel character that we have not seen in any way, played by a big actor or actress.
So not seen in any way. I have not seen this bit that you're talking about
in the MCU.
Hold on, I got to pee.
Okay, so it could be Matt Murdock then, because the Netflix shows are not technically MCU.
Well, he's been in the MCU, so it doesn't count.
They're loosely canon, loosely.
All right. So. Okay, so Matt, we'll go with that. We'll run with Netflix being loose canon. Could be like a universe that's right next to the MCU. Maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, who could it not be? It won't be Murdoch.
It won't be anybody from the Avengers. We got to think who in the MCU have we seen, but this doesn't discount Florence Pugh's character from Black Widow.
Wait, which one is she?
She's Natasha's sister.
The younger one, the blonde one.
The blonde one. Because one of the other speculative sites or YouTubers said that there's a possibility it's a blonde female because they saw somebody. There was people who saw this scene being filmed. And leaving the building was somebody with a jacket over their head, and they had blonde hair. Now, it could just be...
All right, so I'm back. So you're saying it's a female? I'm sorry.
There's a rumor that it could be the other Black Widow, the blonde girl from Black Widow, her sister.
But we've already seen her in a trailer.
But we haven't seen the movie yet, and this is supposed to come out after...
Then that's a Paul Bettany garbage.
We were supposed to have already seen Black Widow.
Yeah.
It would have just been a nice little tie-in as opposed to an Easter egg. Big difference.
Okay, so you're saying that like if we see her and the Winter Soldier, even though we're supposed to have already seen Black Widow, this was going to be a big cameo? Or you're saying it's a big cameo because we haven't seen Black
Widow?
It's
retroactively a big cameo.
So the thing is it's not supposed to be a big...
I don't believe
it's not supposed to be a big cameo.
I don't believe them. So it's a new character... in the Marvel Universe that we have not seen.
So X-Men would be okay, but probably not.
But it can't be, or the Fantastic Four, since they've already made movies
about them. Matt made it clear that it was MCU that we've seen, or we have not seen this person in the MCU.
Correct.
Matt is including the Netflix shows. Would you also be including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Not that we're expecting
anybody
from that show.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not canon, 100%.
Cool. I don't want to see any of them anyway. Fantastic Four is a possibility.
Because we haven't seen them. They are a Marvel property, but we have not seen them in the MCU, so it could be Sue Storm.
Who is their lawyer?
If it's a courthouse, does that mean it's filmed like a courthouse?
Assume a lawyer or some sort of corporate top end.
Okay, so who's going to court, though? We don't even have anything built up for that. Everything's off the radar. If someone gets it'd be the last episode, and someone got arrested for maybe Bucky and Sam are on trial for going AWOL, or Sharon's on trial.
Listen, there's a scene.
Or John
there's
Walker's
a scene
on trial.
In that mid-season trailer where you could see John Walker in formal uniform talking about something. And he says, I'm Captain America or something to that effect, or I was supposed to be Captain America. So it could be that he's on trial for what he did to Nico.
Dude, what if Matt Murdock is defending?
No, we're not getting Matt Murdock yet. Dude. The merger was too close.
And we're not getting Matt Murdock until Spider-Man.
We just got the Defenders back maybe 6 months ago, and the show was already
well
under
production. Not even 6 months ago. Yeah. It was like literally two months ago.
I don't.
Anyways,
I don't believe any of this.
There's definitely something, but I think it's not going to be as big as we assume.
It's Mephisto.
Oh my God.
It's always Mephisto.
So
it's always going to be Mephisto.
I'm just getting David really riled up. Like,
we know that Sam is going to end up with the shield.
It's Senior Scratchy. He's going to be the judge of the court.
Could you imagine? It's just a fucking rabbit.
So,
and it's not Mephisto. It's actually just a rabbit.
It's just a rabbit.
It's so Ralph Boner. He went to college in 6 months and got a judge. He's become a judge now. He's a lawyer. Ralph Boner's a lawyer.
So,
I freaking hate Marvel for so many things. I hate Marvel.
You're on the wrong fucking show, man.
I got grievances against so many things from WandaVision just carrying over. And I got PTSD from WandaVision.
Maybe you should talk to Walker and maybe he can help you with your PTSD.
I'm not going to decapitate a guy with the shield that I have, but I'm seriously going to question.
Please keep in mind that the shield is actually not a bladed instrument. It's blunt.
Yeah.
So, like, it was the worst decapitation in the world.
Yeah.
I get that. And like, he's a superhuman.
Imagine me taking, like, a ride cymbal and cutting your head off with it. It's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
But he's also a superhuman. Means, like, his skin can, like, he can get punched by really hard and not break. Like,
you got to think about the force and we could go down a real dark rabbit hole with this situation.
I'm just saying that whole scene, like on the stairs, his stairs probably have a giant dent where his neck
went
was.
Right through.
Like,
yeah. I can't tell if it's the booze or if it's the content that's making me want to vomit. It's not. I'm not sure.
It's probably both.
It's probably the fact that you know Mephisto's not going to be in this either.
Dude,
that makes
not
me want to
throw
up.
Man. I'm not you.
So
I never got my hopes. All right,
let's reel this in. So we have.
Can we talk about Cam? Who do we think? Who's your bets?
I don't
on?
Know, and bets. I'm not making bets because I don't want to be disappointed.
It's not gonna. Right,
I'm gonna
it's not gonna be anybody
gonna
from the Fantastic Four. I think it's gonna be someone they already have the rights to. I would assume maybe She-Hulk, because She-Hulk is a series, correct?
It is a series.
Like,
and she's a lawyer.
And she is a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
If they bring in her, maybe even before she becomes She-Hulk, if they bring her in. But the actress playing her isn't that well known, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, she is. She was in Orphan. She's really well known.
I haven't seen that. What's her name?
Tatiana something.
I have no idea who this
Star
is. She's not
never
in any Star Trek
You've never
shows.
Seen the show? You never
she's
seen
not
that
in
Orphan
any
show?
Tom Clancy.
Where she plays six different characters?
Dude, I seriously watch nothing but
Medea.
Marvel right now, and I play nothing but Skyrim.
You
know.
You still play Skyrim?
Dude, I legitimately just bought it for my new computer so I could download it and get good mods. I've been playing on consoles for so long.
Anyway, Jeff's going to step away from his microphone for being so
I just
old.
Gave Todd Howard $40 more so he can go fuck himself with
you
it.
You gave Xbox $40 more because they own Bethesda.
I gave Microsoft.
Yeah.
My $40. Actually, I gave it to Steam, honestly. But
same thing.
I just want better mods, man. That's all.
Well, I mean,
and
the
I
mods,
got a new computer.
The
so.
Mods on Xbox work pretty well. I was running around with lightsabers the other day. Yeah.
But Matt, you didn't sell me an Xbox, man. You sold me a PlayStation.
Yeah, PlayStation 4 Pro, which does the mods.
Yeah, it had some mods, but I couldn't
get
beyond
PlayStation
Skyrim Bruma.
Why do you think I sold you a PlayStation? Because it has no community behind it that's useful.
I fucking know why you sold me a PlayStation, because it's bullshit.
Because I played The Last
Spider-Man.
Of Us, and I was like, this is a joke. Jeff, do you want this PlayStation? Here you go.
Yeah, so
PlayStation is the DCU of games.
And that's funny because they have the DC Universe game on it, and it's the only system that does, and it's terrible. Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Anyway,
World of Warcraft with superheroes.
That sounds.
I'm gonna
like it could be amazing, but it's probably terrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Okay, I'm putting my bets down. You guys tell me what you think. I don't believe any of the rumors. I still have like a Paul Bettany thing going on where it's just lies. Yeah. I don't
What an arrogant shithead that wanted to work with himself and always wanted to work with himself.
It's because Paul Bettany's British and their sense of humor is terrible.
It's true.
Except for Monty Python.
Yeah, that worked out. Well.
And Fawlty Towers, which was half of Monty Python.
That's the same thing.
Is that the Skyrim of movies?
No, it's like it's John Cleese. He and his wife run a bed and breakfast. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
All right, so if we're going to go back to jumping through the very first episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier, we got introduced to a character that we saw in the Captain America Winter Soldier. The guy was on the naval ship. What's his name? Yeah. So we saw him. And we know that series is like Captain America always bring back like characters that are familiar to the Captain America story. Same with Iron Man. They kind of have those same familiar characters. Every like story has their characters that are familiar. Here's who I think is going to show up in Falcon Winter Soldier. And we got a glimpse of this. I think it's going to be Zola. I'm not jumping on the new Rockstar band. It's going to be Zola, but he's going to be in his robotic form.
And he's going to be
the
power
broker. We got a
glimpse
of that. And it's going to be the power broker. Oh. Yes. So it's Zola, robotic. Because the power
broker is watching. And Zola's in everything.
It's Zola. Because we know he's a recurring character, and they can't just kill him off because he's an AI. And yes, did a bomb blow up that New Jersey? You're telling me that an AI was like, here's my database, and I haven't done anything outside of New Jersey?
In the first Captain America movie, Zola's we around, saw the blueprints for the robot version of him. Yep. I totally think that's who I think is going to end up being the power broker, and Sharon's going to be working for him for some reason.
Yep. Dude, what if... This is super left field. I don't know if anyone's ever talked about it. What if... He's MODOK.
Yeah. MODOK's going to be a completely different character.
Wait, we do have MODOK coming. Yeah, I think so. Or, yeah.
I mean, if he's going to be in a mechanical body and he's super intelligent.
Some people have speculated that already, and it's two totally different characters because in the comics he was in that robotic body already.
Right.
If I'm going to do.
What if this is an origin story for him, though? Think about it.
It's possible.
They combine characters a lot. Like in the Infinity Gauntlet saga, it's Silver Surfer that crashes through the Sanctum and says Thanos is coming.
Yep.
But we have Hulk doing it in the movies. Maybe they're going to combine the two characters into one. Maybe.
They could. All right. What would be your most off-the-wall theory? Like not like we've never seen this character before, but if you were going to write this, you were going to write the very ending to kind of be like, wait, what? What's the big, like, oh my God, like mind blowing, like I'm going to watch whatever comes out next. What's your theory? The power broker might be. They're going to reveal. We all know the power broker is not going to be revealed to the very last because they're probably going to need something to tie into everything else. They're not. Same thing with like WandaVision. Like she's. Subconsciously reading the Darkhold. Like, we're going to get that. What is that moment? We have two episodes away. So, what is that moment? And we can talk about this next week, honestly, but I want to know.
We might actually get the answer to it. We might get the answer to it this week, so we can't talk about it next week. Matt, I have a question about the Power Broker. You are a little more knowledgeable in this.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot more knowledgeable in this.
Yeah.
The power Broker, what... what are his methods for getting powers? Obviously, he has the serum or the guy making the serum. What other methods does he utilize in the comics?
So they use the... it's like a modified version of the mutant genes that he puts into people. It's... I forgot what it... It's like... It's something X. Something... Agent X or something like that.
It's like the X gene, but it's been manipulated.
Yes. So it's a convenient way of the super soldier serum being like that because it amplifies the person to an extent.
Who is the most famous mutant that we've never seen in the MCU? We've only seen one mutant so far. That's Wanda, I guess, and Quicksilver. Fine.
Yeah.
But
Professor X, Magneto, is
it,
Cyclops.
Is it a male or a female? Have they talked about that in the leaks?
Well, the one leaker, I think it was the annoying British guy that I can't remember his name. Everything Always or something like that. Or
sure, yeah.
No, not Everything Always. The other guy. Heavy spoilers.
I've seen both of them, and I hate both of them.
Yeah, the.
I love Heavy Spoilers.
No, he's annoying.
Don't spoil shit for me.
Wait, why? Because
he tries
annoying?
To be funny, and he's not. He's that same.
That's the stupid. Point.
See, that's the
it's
trick.
Bad humor.
You have to be funny without trying. Yeah, and I'm great at that.
Here we go. So
that's a joke. Clearly, I'm great
said,
at it.
Like I said, they said that people that saw this scene being filmed, somebody left covered in a jacket with blonde hair that was a female. You couldn't see who it was. That's what makes me think Florence Pugh, because we're getting the Black Widow movie. She's obviously going to be something going forward because it makes sense.
That's such a letdown.
Yeah, I would
it's
say
it's a letdown
that's,
because
that's
we
a,
don't know how she is yet.
That's a good assumption or good guess because of the current climate of the MCU. We have this whole year of releases, and that was supposed to come out already, so it wouldn't have been a reveal. It would have been a tie-in.
It would have been a tie-in.
Which makes sense for the way the MCU used to operate. So that's a good guess.
Okay, I have a good guess.
I'm gonna go She-Hulk for my guess, just because I can't guess what Matt already guessed, even though I want to.
Yeah.
But if it's not her, then I would say She-Hulk, because then we can have a little bit of a teaser leading into maybe a way to get Matt Murdock into the universe pretty easily, and then we could bring in the rest of the Defenders, because I want Jessica Jones.
I want Luke Cage.
I want the Punisher so bad.
Oh, dude, I really want the Punisher. Here's my guess. You ready for this one? I know I already, I'm just regurgitating
Mephisto.
Something I said before. Yep, Jennifer Lawrence, Mystique.
Oh. Or
Jennifer Lawrence can get fucked. I'm done with her.
Or Jennifer Mystique Lawrence as Sue Storm.
Garbage.
Because she's supposedly in talks or already is.
Do not cross. Do not.
I'm just
Do
saying not. They've done it before. They've done it before. No. Chris Evans was the Human Torch and he was a hell of a Captain America.
No one cares about the Fantastic Four. It's a terrible franchise.
And nobody
terrible
cares
franchise.
About the newest generation of the X-Men movies. The only ones that matter are 1 and 2. I'm
you're mixing
up.
That up, Jeff. Jeff, you're mixing that up with next generation. No one cares about next generation.
So,
you're right.
Deep Space
Nine was much better.
All right, we gotta wrap this up.
We don't. We're only at an hour 25. We don't have to wrap this up.
We have to wrap
this
up. This
is fun. I enjoy it, man. I enjoy it. This is what I want out of Falcon.
Two episodes left.
I want Zola, or I want Mystique.
Mystique's not.
You're
gonna
not going to get Mystique. The merger happened too soon.
Don't tell me what it can.
No,
nah,
man. The only way we're going to get the mutants.
Kevin Feige, dude.
I don't give a shit. The only way we're going to get the mutants right away is Ryan Reynolds bringing on a film crew and doing the whole, oh my God, I missed the battle. I'm sorry. That merger took forever. That's the only way we're going to get him this soon.
Okay. Hold on. Blonde hair. Woman, blonde hair. You ready? Rescue.
No.
You already have Rescue. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's already...
I didn't say that she can't already be... I'm not going by Matt's
rules.
I'm saying that somebody left
the court.
That's
the rules the writer said. It's not my rules.
Those are Paul Bettany rules.
Rescue has no reason for showing up in a courtroom.
And Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't even remember being in Spider-Man, so she's useless. Did you guys see that chef episode of Herd Favreau? And
dude,
you got it. You got to watch the chef's show, the one with Gwyneth Paltrow, because he's like. Yeah, we just filmed Spider-Man not too long ago. She goes, no, we didn't. That was another movie. And she's like, and he's like, no, you were in Spider-Man with me. And we had a full-on scene together in Spider-Man Homecoming. The second one, Far From Home.
No,
she doesn't remember she was in it.
That's why she's such a good actor. She forgets that she's in
an Avengers
movie.
No, she's an idiot.
She's...
She interestingly, she plays a great Pepper Potts. Like she does. Can't actually see anyone else doing it. No. Maybe I really can't either. Yeah. Maybe what's her name? Emma Stone. She could do it.
Yeah.
But we already have her as Gwen Stacy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but that could be your Sue Storm.
No. She couldn't be a Sue Storm.
We can't because the Spider-Verse, we can't really reuse actors from the Spider-Verse at this point because of the Multiverse of Madness.
Because it's gonna happen.
Yeah, like we can't really do that anymore. That's why, like, well, it's a good thing that we have, you know, Otto Octavius being Otto Octavius because there's no other dude that can play him.
Yeah, except for the fact that we got Ralph Boner. Stupid. Such a stupid decision.
David is always obsessed with boners. I cannot figure this out.
One particular boner. Just one boner.
One of them.
Obsessed with.
All right, so we have two episodes left. The next episode.
What a letdown for a boner.
We're going to get. Yeah, the shield's going to be taken away from John Walker, I think, in some way. Either forcibly or he's going to cave and hand it in, which I don't think is going to happen.
No.
I think he's going to get rocked.
And then Ross is going to release him from the raft and begin forming Thunderbolts. That could be our that could be our post-credit trailer.
That
could be
our post-credit trailer. That's it.
We haven't had any yet.
That's it. Thunderbolts.
There it is. And then we have the Captain America. We have the Tony Stark-esque super rich, but maybe more Bruce Wayne-esque spy in Zemo. Who else do we know? Who else do we know that's going to be in the Thunderbolts? Currently in the universe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Man, it's going to be the best version of Suicide Squad we've ever seen. I can't talk. Suicide Squad.
Oh my God, I forgot to show. I meant to screenshot this. It was in my Facebook memories either today or yesterday. It was the trailer for the original Suicide Squad, not the new one. And Jeff, you commented on it. He goes, yeah, this looks pretty good. I think I'm going to check it out. And I was like, that's where everybody went wrong.
Perfect.
Interestingly, yep. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Because you were like, I'm going to check it out. And then I went to go see it and told you never to watch it.
You're like, don't do it. Don't do it. Never do it. If you do it, I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't know. I don't know how DC does so bad.
It's like, because they so meddle. It's the studio meddles. Warner Brothers gets their grubby little greedy hands all over the properties and they ruin it. They don't have the faith.
Well, they're so bad.
Interestingly, Marvel did the same thing with Avengers Age of Ultron. They gave Joss Whedon a whole bunch of things to do in the movie.
And he did none of them.
And didn't let him just make a movie. If they had just let him make the movie, it would have been as good, maybe, as Avengers 1, but they gave him a bunch of other stuff to do. They learned their lesson, though.
What did they give him to do? Make fun of pregnant women? Like, what was the task?
Well, he did kind of pick on Scarlett Johansson a little bit for being pregnant while they filmed it, but
he has a real problem with that. He really hates pregnant women.
He hates women in general.
He hates them.
Well, he hates women when they can't perform and, like, women can get pregnant.
No, he hates women that are portrayed as strong women, such as Gal Gadot or...
Hold on. So what we're saying that he's projecting because he doesn't like women who can't perform when really he can't perform.
Roasted. The problem, maybe. The thing is, like, he's
women,
always...
He can't perform with women, so he's projecting on women.
He's always put strong women in roles, like, for the lead. Like, you have Buffy Summers... You have Echo, you have from Dollhouse. I know all the Joss Whedon stuff. You have Summer.
But he likes to control strong women. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. He also gaslighted his wife when she called him out on his bullshit.
Yep.
Jesus.
Anyways.
I knew about that a long
time. He really
time
is a dickhead. Right.
So my thought with Ultron, though, is that they gave him a bunch of notes that he had to fill out. Like, hey, make sure you set up Ragnarok. Make sure you set up a little bit of Civil War. Make sure you set up this. They didn't just let him make a movie. They definitely meddled a little bit.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, that's different than Warner Brothers coming in and being like, hey, we don't like what you did. Make this a 2-hour movie and make it funnier.
Right. So they meddled a little bit and the movie suffered horribly. And they didn't meddle again because they gave it to the Russo brothers. And they're like, hey, bitches, we made Community, and it's the funniest fucking show on television.
Until season 4.5.
Actually,
I can't believe you went with Community and you didn't go with Arrested Development. That's perfect writing. That's how you write well.
I guess.
Community's funny, but it's one-offs. They don't really lead into anything else.
Are you kidding me? Arrested Development. The darkest fucking timeline, David. The darkest timeline. That was the name of the podcast that Matt and I were going to make. And I'm like, that's dumb. I don't know what that's about. And then I saw it and I'm like, holy fuck, the darkest timeline. This is amazing. We should absolutely do this. I'm in season 6 and I still love it, even though I don't have my Childish Gambino anymore. Hashtag Lando forever, even though the rest of that movie is terrible.
Hashtag this is Bespin.
What?
What?
It's a play on This Is America, but since Lando's on Bespin.
See, Matt's been telling me to watch Community for like, I don't know, 5 years.
Since it came out, probably.
6 years.
Hashtag This Is Cloud City on Bespin.
And I'm finally watching it, and I love the show. Whatever. It's fantastic.
What a terrible joke. This is why I should drink more when we do these podcasts, because I make these obscure Star Wars jokes that no one gets.
This is Bespin. I know what Bespin is. What is Bespin? I don't get it.
Cloud City is on Bespin.
I know.
Lando's from Cloud City.
Who cares? No, he's not from Cloud City.
He was on Cloud City.
Yeah, but he wasn't like from Cloud City. Where's Lando from?
He's the mayor of Cloud City.
Give me your...
Anyway,
this
is Matt.
He fucking owns Cloud
City.
He doesn't mayor it, govern it. He is the owner of Cloud City. I don't know. Could be wrong about that. But where's he from? Where's he from, David? You know Star Wars so well.
Your mom. I don't know.
Wow, that one peaked a lot.
I'm assuming he's from Corellia, but I could be wrong.
He's not from Corellia. I can't remember where he's from, but it's not Corellia. Anyways, all right, so we have 2 episodes left. We're wrapping this up. We got to see the best thing in Marvel history.
I had to fight David for just a minute or two.
We had the stupidest fight
we've had so far. Congratulations.
And none of us know where Lando was from, and that's what the fight's about.
I just know it's not Corellia. Anyways.
Kashyyyk. He's from
Kashyyyk. He's a Wookiee.
He dresses like he's from Corellia, though.
He's a Wookiee?
No, we all know he's a Skrull.
I'm Googling it now.
Oh, man.
I'm Googling it now.
Matt's going to be the tiebreaker here because that's what he always does. I was going through our audio a little while ago where it's like, Matt's just like, shut up. Shut up. David, shut up. Jeff, shut up. Oh, my God. I'm quitting. I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm leaving right now. Where's he from, Matt?
You guys are way off.
Tatooine.
Where's it? If it's from Jeff's mom, I'm gonna really lose my mind.
No, he's wrong about that.
Okay, good.
She's from
not Star Wars.
Which
canon.
Is
he's from Sirocco.
Oh,
interesting. Sounds awfully familiar to Caraco. Do you think they just changed one letter and they were like, "This is good"?
Is it Curacao or Caraco?
It depends on how much you drink of it.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Is it Karak or Sirak?
Is it Korox or Kokiri? I've always been confused.
Oh, I said it wrong. So Koro.
Is it Jeff or is it Hef?
Ooh, so I use talk to text while I'm driving a lot, and because I don't text while I drive, I just use talk to text, and it always spells my name Geoff. It always does. Like it knows my name is Jeff Pitcher.
No, it doesn't.
And it spells it with a G.
It's because I secretly am controlling your Siri, and whenever you say your name. It spells it how I want it to be spelled.
Look, see, I've just been telling Steve Jobs to fuck off this entire time, so it's you. Okay.
Yeah.
So every time I talk to text and I mention the name Jeff, it just says wrong. And I'm like, well, now I got to type that in. Jeff, because every time I'm like, hey, wrong, you're wrong. And
all right, wrong. We're reeling this in because this is going nowhere real fast.
At this point, only one or two people are going to be listening to this anyway, and Star Trek is the best television franchise to have ever existed.
I quit.
Jeff, are there 5 lights? Aren't there 5 lights?
There are 4 lights.
There are 4 lights. There's 5 lights, aren't
there? There are 4 lights.
Star Trek is pretty bad. I'm pretty sure there's 5 lights.
I'm pretty sure there were 4 lights.
4 what?
At least it's still.
Do you need me to get completely naked and beat myself up to be able to like have you believe me on this?
No. Yes, God, yes, no, because I hate to say it.
I love where this is
going.
We're
the only ones that can see this. I swear.
Hold on.
I'm done.
We're on video.
Done.
Stop.
Stop. We're on FaceTime. This is terrible.
We got to end this podcast. I got to get off the phone. This is bad.
So we have two episodes left.
Four lights.
We have two episodes left. This episode is going to air on Friday. We're hopefully going to get more information about certain people. This is the Mad Hatter Cast. I'm Matt. We have Jeff.
I'm naked.
Jeff. He's not naked.
He's not naked. But in another reference, instead of make it so number one, make it so number wrong. That's my new thing.
That's
make
good.
It so
that's
number
good.
Wrong. Yeah.
I can appreciate that. Oh my god. Oh yeah. You can find me at JS Pitcher Writer on Instagram.
And my name's Dave. You can find me at Pardon Will Art on Instagram and Twitter. And if you were like, hey, I really like this guy's voice, I want to hear more, you can follow the Pardon Will podcast. Is that a... That's a shame.
Yeah,
that's
you're allowed to do
that's
that.
Good, yeah. Do you want stuff to get louder at a concert you're running? Because I can do that.
He's not going to tell you how, but he can do it.
It's going to get louder. But that's about as good as
you can find me on Instagram.
Well, look, if your band sucks, like I can just make you louder. But if you're good, I can make you sound good.
You can find me at Matt Ant, MattAnt19 on Instagram. And you can find us sharing horrible memes about Marvel properties at Mad Hattercast on Instagram. Anchor.fm/MadHattercast. You can leave us a message, which none of you have done.
Leave
Matt,
a message.
Matt, they're already listening to us. They already know where we are. Right?
Well, no, they might not.
I mean, like, they don't know. Oh. Like, you don't know. And then also, you can leave us a review on your platform of choice. I mean, I don't know what you're going to review because this is an absolute nightmare. And
This is.
I wish I was the one that got decapitated by the shield this week.
We're just going to get a bunch of, like, alcohol temperance workers really mad at us.
Yeah.
The Matt is the only sober one today.
They're going to send us the number for AA consistently, no matter where
Matt
we go.
And I, like, David and I will show up to a meeting. We're like, oh, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah. Did you bring anything?
Did you bring any booze? Yeah.
So, anyways, this is the podcast.
Anyway,
it was done.
A good time. I love
this
it.
This is the...
This is my favorite part. Favorite
I'm
going to
decapitate myself with my replica shield at some point tonight because this was an.
You definitely
nightmare.
Have a replica shield too, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't. I need to get one. I need to get one.
You got a 3D printer.
I don't have a 3D printer. My friend had
one. A 3D printer that big costs like a ton of money.
Yeah,
you get.
You print it out in small pieces.
I will buy you a frisbee and I will hand paint it to make it look like Captain America shield.
I'm just gonna take one of my symbols I don't use and paint it.
No, give them
no,
to me.
No, screw that. Come winter, the little saucers they sell, the plastic saucers. Like, why haven't we made... Oh, dude, I'm an artist. I should have made Captain America shields out of the plastic, like, sled saucers.
You should have.
Why not?
Actually, the first thing you have to do is the art piece of the bloody cap shield. That's what you got to do. Yeah.
That's my next piece.
That's just unreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's happening. I'm doing it big, too. We're talking, like, 48 inches by 48. We're going 4 foot by 4 foot. Yeah, that's going to be on my wall.
Big.
Yeah.
God, Jeff is just going.
Jeff, put your clothes on and stop saying big.
All right, everybody. Thank you for watching. Yeah, thanks for watching.
We all have to watch.
It is painful. Good looking night. At each other's so faces because I could see my own and I could see these two idiots. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this for. All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.